Stay tuned to Sky Racing and, of course, thedogs.com.au for your field form and expert picks.
All there, and, of course, on Sunday morning, Chasing and Pacing Rewind between 10:30 and 11. Thanks a lot, Stu.
Take care, Andrew.
Stuart Turner there. Some very important news has just been announced by Racing New South Wales stewards. Relevance to English tomorrow in the Furious. Now, in all form guides, it will have English wearing blinkers for the first time. An application has been put forward by Gay Waterhouse that was incorrect. Gay has been told that she will suffer some sort of fine for this. Take note that English will not wear blinkers tomorrow in the Furious. English not wearing blinkers in the Furious tomorrow. That news just released by Racing New South Wales Chief Steward Ray Murrahy. It's been a busy morning, but it continues. Tab Talks coming up with Winona Costin and also Buzz Rothfield. And at 10:30, get the early look on Formline with Ron Duffacy, Dean Lester, Glenn Munsey and Darren Flindell as they look at the feature races for Randwick between 10:30 and 11.
Every New South Wales race, every magical spring moment is captured on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Exosphere, the outside, is charging home. Exosphere's come from last and claims the run to the roses.
This Saturday, it's Chelmsford Stakes Day at Randwick. Get all the up-to-the-minute news daily on Racing HQ. And on Saturdays, don't miss all the tips and expert comments from Ron Duffacy and Mike Fraser. Right here on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio. If you're building a house, you'll want the highest quality lintels at the lowest possible price. For concrete lintels, galvanised steel lintels, render mesh bars, T-bars and other steel building products, the Builders Steel Direct team can't and won't be beaten on price or service. Free delivery if you mention this ad. For the best lintels, T-bars, render mesh and arch bars at unbeatable low prices, check out builderssteeldirect.com.au or call Builders Steel Direct, the lintel specialists, on 9623 8584.
An enormous jackpot has landed. This Saturday, there's a $100,000 first four jackpot on the Chelmsford Stakes at Royal Randwick. That's right, a $100,000 first four jackpot. Plus, this Sunday, there's a $10,000 Big Six jackpot on the Saddle Up Sunday meeting at Moree. So get your mates together and have a crack at your local tab. Tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly. Wow, have you checked out the new Punters Show website? It's absolutely stacked with new features. Articles that zero in on core punting information. Videos with leading punters, trainers and jockeys. Plus a vault section providing priceless gems from our team of professionals. And an extra preview for Melbourne Saturdays. When you visit the new site as a first-time user or a regular, you'll be able to score any one of the Punters Show's exciting products for free. So log on now, punters.com.au and get your spring off to a winning start.
Data has the button. Stalls are back and racing.
Field sent on their way to the roar of the crowd.
Set. They're off.
On your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio, it's time for Tab Talk. With the very latest in racing and sport from around the country, welcome to Tab Talk.
And it is right on 10:05, Sean Cosgrove and Jared Middleton joining us from tab.com.au. Good morning, Jared.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. How are you?
I am fantastic, thank you. It's that time of year where even if it's a bit wet or a bit or dry, you start to get the smell of jasmine, you know, spring and all those, the blooms are coming out, spring's in the air, all the good sport's about to happen, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You only have to look at that Chelmsford Stakes field and get pretty excited there tomorrow. And just as we go to air too, Cozzy, what about Leighton Hewitt? He's come from two sets to love down against Bernard Tomic, and he's forced a fifth set. Isn't that just so typically late in the twilight of his career? You can bet live too. Tommy's currently $1.61 with Hewitt at $2.30. And as this goes the distance, I'd be backing late in there. $2.30, that looks a good price.
Wouldn't you like to get his motor and put it into a few horses with you, that you've backed over the years? He just doesn't lay down and give up, does he?
No, he doesn't. And he's a cracker for a five-setter. That's why I was looking at set betting yesterday, and I thought Tomic or Hewitt 3-2 looked pretty good value. And that's coming to fruition.
Now, this weekend in the NRL, what a ripper coming up. Buzz Rothfield joins us now. Morning, Buzz.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I bet there's a few NRL coaches hoping their players can show as much ticker as Leighton Hewitt this weekend, mate. What a champion he is, eh?
Amazing, Buzz, isn't he?
Oh, unbelievable. As you guys were just saying, how many times have we written him off in games and he's been down a couple of sets and he comes back and wins, and I'd love to see him get the money there and march on.
Yeah, he's got some tickets. So does Jared Hayne at the moment. He's in action again too, of course, this morning for the San Francisco 49ers at midday in a pre-season game, Buzz, against San Diego. Now, just how heavily had the Roosters factored in him failing and ending up at Bondi Junction? Was this a serious prospect for the Roosters?
Oh, look, it was. And look, as I wrote in my column, you know, when Jared came home for Christmas, he had a car that was given to him by Nick Politis, who's the chairman of the Roosters. And, you know, he used it and drove around Sydney in it for 8 weeks. And, you know, they're very close to his manager, Wayne Beavis. And, yeah, with Roger Tuivasa-Sheck going next year, there was money available. And that's why they let James Maloney go as well, because to keep money available for Hayne in case he failed. But unless he has an absolute shocker this morning, he looks certain to be picked up.
Yeah, it's been a great story. The story we're all talking about. He's $7 to score a touchdown too in that game. We've got a stay classy Jared Hayne market at tab.com.au. Now, just with the NRL and the West Tigers, which has been just the talk of the competition, hasn't it, in the last week or so, Buzz? Now, Robbie Farris says that Jason Taylor's actually doing a great job, according to his comments yesterday. How much do we believe him?
Oh, look, I think he's, you know, I think he's having us on a little bit there, mate. I don't think a guy who's teams on the bottom of the ladder has done a really great job. Look, it's interesting. I've done a piece in my column for Sunday and I can talk a bit about it here now. To blame Robbie Farah for the disaster that's been the West Tigers season is so wrong. And look, I've had a look at the stats and there's no question to me why they are struggling. And that's their two young halves haven't aimed up in defence. That's young Luke Brooks and Mitchell Moses. And combined, they've missed 155 tackles this year, which is unheard of for a halves combination, and all the coaches are awake to it. They aim their big men at those two, and look, that's the real reason why the West Tigers are in the position they are on 20 points equal last.
Interestingly, Buzz, they have firmed for their game against the Dragons tomorrow. They're $2.75, now into $2.15. The Dragons, who are just limping into the top eight, are $1.60 out to $1.73. The Dragons, they barely deserve a final spot now, don't they, particularly after that loss to the Titans last weekend, a terrible loss for them.
No, that's right. And look, if you're going on form from last weekend, and I know you can't do that in rugby league, but the Tigers will beat them because the Dragons were awful and the West Tigers were brilliant in demolishing the West Tigers. Also, Gareth Widdop and the problems he's got injury-wise, that'd be the main reason for the big betting movement on that game.
We've also got the Roosters and the Bunnies tonight, and the Bunnies have also trimmed up a little bit in this game, I guess on the back of Brisbane losing last night, guaranteeing the minor premiership for the Roosters. Now, Sean Kenny-Dow, will he return tonight?
Mate, I can reveal here he is 100% certain to play. I was on the phone to the Roosters coach Trent Robinson just 5 minutes ago because I would have thought he'd be tempted to rest a couple of players, particularly James Maloney, because now he's lost Mitchell Pearce for some time. I don't think they could win the comp without both halves. But he has confirmed they are, as per program, Maloney definite to start, Sean Kenny-Dow definite to start. He says, look, if players were burnt out and needed a break, he'd rest them. But he's used the period after Origin to give the boys, you know, a rest here and there. So he's going with his selected side tonight.
And Greg Inglis for the Bunnies?
Mate, I was getting mail yesterday that his knee injury is no good at all, much worse than they're making out. I would be absolutely stunned if he played tonight. And you know what? If he comes back in the first week of the finals, I think it's a giant, giant risk because from what I'm told, he really needs a six-week break and more surgery.
Right, there you go. So the Roosters are the $1.48 then with a pretty strong side. Looks all right all of a sudden there, Cozzy.
They do. Now, the Storm, what do you make of them, Buzz? They came back the other night and got the chockies after the quick turnaround.
Yeah, look, the Storm, we've all known, have just been probably the most inconsistent side all year. But, you know, when they're fair dinkum and when they get their act together, they're awfully hard to beat. And look, if they do run fifth in this competition and get the home semi, who is going to want to play, who's going to want to finish eighth and play them. It'll be impossible down there in Melbourne. And the fact that they've found Cameron Munster, and who has filled in so capably for Billy Slater, they are a team to be feared in the finals. Guys, the other game I'm really looking forward to tomorrow is Panthers Knights. Have you seen the implications for the wooden spoon with that game?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much the loser will take home the unwanted cutlery, barring an absolute catastrophe for the Tigers.
Yeah, mate, it's a big game for that reason. See, the West Tigers have got a superior for and against, so whoever loses this game will get the wooden spoon. And it's really, really interesting, the Penrith situation. They are without their Phil Gould and Warren Wilson are in England flogging some website app. Their head of football left yesterday, Justin Pascoe. He's going to become CEO of the West Tigers. They lost Trent Barrett. He left after joining Manly. So poor old Ivan Cleary's last man standing there. And that's why there's been all these rumours that he is unhappy and he might be looking for another job somewhere else next year.
Right, and it's been huge money for Newcastle in this game too, $2.35 into $1.57, and Penrith, well, they're $1.60 out to $2.45, so that market's completely flipped around. And Curtly Gidley's last game for the Knights, it's been a pretty good career, hasn't it, for Kurt Gidley?
Mate, it's been a fantastic career, and look, there's a few guys who are leaving the game this weekend who have been absolute wonderful ambassadors. Kurt Gidley's one of them. The Penrith winger, Dave Simmons, what a great player, underrated player, great human being. There's been a few others as well who were going this, even Brent Kite at Penrith played his last game. And made it, you know, it's a special weekend for those guys.
And Nathan Brown, all but certain to take over at Newcastle, Buzz?
Yeah, he's a done deal, mate, and I think that's a really, really smart move by Newcastle. Brownie left St George in a great shape for Wayne Bennett all those years ago to win a premiership. He was he took St Helens to the Super League Grand Final and won it. He coaches the New South Wales Origin team as Laurie Daly's assistant, and I really think he is the guy who can, you know, get the Newcastle going again, and I'd be very surprised they weren't a top eight side next year.
Yeah. Buzz, when you look at this, there's about six or seven sides here on 8 or 9 points, or 8 or 9 wins rather. Out of those, which do you think is going to kick on next year? Which has been sort of, I suppose, the most disappointing this year, but got the most potential to go ahead next year?
Oh, look, I've got no doubt, and I've been speaking to Brad Arthur a bit this week, that I think Parramatta have had a pretty good season considering the circumstances. Considering they lost Jared Hayne last year, by far and away their best player, and didn't really replace him, I think with Kieran Foran in that side, and, you know, the semi-rad radras and a settled forward pack, I'd be very, very surprised if they didn't improve next year. The other side too, the Canberra Raiders and the Warriors. Canberra, on their day, can beat anyone, and the Warriors, once they get Tuivasa-Sheck and Isaac Luke, they are going to be a real premiership threat next year.
And, of course, Cronulla, Buzz, need to win to confirm a top four spot. And I can't help but feel some Sharks fans might be a little bit nervous considering they're playing the Sea Eagles, who they don't have a great record against.
No, well, that's right, mate. And, look, I spoke to Shane Flanagan this morning, and they understand, look, if they beat Manly, they deserve to be in the top four. If they don't beat Manly, they don't deserve to be there. I know they've got Andrew Fifita back the following week and his brother David, if they do win and play the Roosters in the first week of the finals. Look, Manly were dreadful last week against when they were towed up at Brookvale Oval. It was definitely their worst performance of the season. Mate, I'm hearing they're a bit busted. I'd be surprised if Jamie Lyon played. He's been carrying injury. Daly Cherry Evans is carrying injury, and I think Manly have petered out in the last fortnight because so many of their big names are playing wounded. So, look, if Cronulla are fair dinkum, they'll get up and they'll play the Roosters week one of the finals.
We'll come back straight after this, Buzz. Race one, Addington.
150, so the money's certainly come for it on the tote. Second favourite, drawn in box two, 440 and 140 for Tatum Baxter. Green light on, lower rolls now. Race one, Addington. The set to go. 520. Super Pitch Stakes, and they're away. Crystal Flame straight onto the lower first. Opawa Boxeye comes over to second, and behind them then was Akamas getting shuffled out of there. Tatum Baxter and also Opawa Richie, and last of all is Els Rody. To the back, Crystal Flame leads over Akamas. Into third goes Candid Angel, around the outside is Opawa Richie, then came Opawa Boxeye, about falling away. Then to Tatum Baxter, can't win it from Sheeran, and last is Els Rody. On the corner, Crystal Flame in front by four lengths on Akamas. It's Crystal Flame, away she goes. Here's the maiden victory for Crystal Flame, and it romps it. Second, Candid Angel. Third, Akamas. Then came Opawa Buckseye. Opawa Richie was the next to go by from Sheeran, and the last two, Els Rody and Tatum Baxter.
Numbers there will be 1, 8 and 6. Number 1, Crystal Flame. 3, even 150. 8, Candid Angel. 230. And 6, Akamas. 440. 1, 8 and 6 over the line. What's your game of the round, Buzz, this one? Which do you reckon is going to be the real crackerjack?
No, I'm just looking through the paper now. Look, I think we're just talking Sharks-Eagles.
Mm.
You know, these two clubs just dislike each other immensely, don't they? Look, if the weather's fine, they're talking full house at Cronulla, and it's the last game of Jeff Toovey's wonderful career at Manly. I think he's handled a very difficult situation this year with incredible class at Manly. Everyone but Toovey knew halfway through the year that he was gone. I really, really hope that Manly put in an extra special performance for him. And I think this has got all the hallmarks of a really great game of football at Shark Park. 4 o'clock, live, Channel 9.
Yeah, he's been a wonderful servant to that club, Jeff Toovey. He's still, when I think of Jeff Toovey, I still think of when he copped that boot in the face in the 97 grand final and got back up. I mean, he was as tough as they get, and he's been tough as a coach as well. Buzz, as we head into the finals next week, get serious, and what a great final series it's going to be. Do the Roosters and the Broncos stick out for you? Are they, if you had to choose a grand final Cronulla at the moment, are they the obvious?
Mate, I'm not so sure about the Broncos. Look, they obviously missed Ben Hunt last night, and he's going to make a big difference. I think the Roosters are absolute certainties to be, you know, part one of the Cronulla. The team I think most sides fear is outside the top four, and that's the Bulldogs.
Mm.
They've got the biggest, fiercest, fastest pack in the competition. Even without their halfback, they've got Moses Mbai and Josh Reynolds in the halves. They've got the Morris boys, Curtis Rona, Timmy Laffey, Sam. That's a really, really good footy side. They made the grand final last year. They say you've got to lose one to win one. And there's no question at all they have the ability to do it from outside the top four.
Yeah, Cozzy, that Cornell is paying $7 with tab.com.au. It's a joint second favourite behind Brisbane and the Roosters at $4 in Cornella betting.
The other thing is there, guys, they've basically got a training gallop the way the Warriors have been playing. They're at ANZ Stadium, 6:30, their home ground. And the Warriors have been disappointing. It'll just give Desi Hassell an opportunity to fine-tune them for the big games coming up in September.
Yeah, 23.5 start, the biggest of the season. Well, Buzz, it's been great to talk to you as always on a Friday morning. Enjoy the weekend, and can't wait to talk to you ahead of the finals.
Good on you. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Buzz. Buzz Rothfield there. Actually, just thinking, you know, with Jared Hayne, Jared, I'm trying to think of another athlete who's crossed from one sport to another and done as well. I mean, Nova Peris, you think, you know, was a gold medalist, I think, in two sports. But I tell you, it's been an amazing effort. He's got a totally different code, country, the whole lot.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the first person I think in that regard is Brad Thorne, but that's league and union. And, yeah. You know, we've had a lot of dual internationals, but Brad Thorne, to do it in the forwards, I think it's a bit different to doing it in the backs between those two codes. So, and he won it all. But like you say, to go to another country in a totally different sport, we've never seen anything like it, I don't think, as far as in Australia's concerned. So yeah, we've got those markets open. And today for his longest single yardage play as well. For instance, over 49.5 yards there is $5. As I mentioned earlier, $7 to score a touchdown. Over 37.5 rushing yards at $2. I think we'll see him do some kick returning today, and over 50.5 of that is also at $2. That game is at midday, Australian Eastern Standard Time.
All right. Now, I just got word through. Headwater is scratched on the McEwen Stakes at Moonee Valley tomorrow. So Headwater out of the McEwen Stakes at Moonee Valley tomorrow. Now, Winona Costin's got a good book of rides today at Wyong on Cup Day, and a few nice rides tomorrow at Royal Randwick as well. And Gerard, she joins us now. Morning, Winona.
Morning.
How are you? You are flying at the moment. You're having a good run, aren't you?
Yeah, things are going quite well at the moment.
You must have got a bit of satisfaction the other day, I reckon, out of winning on self-esteem for the Snowdens.
I sure was. I wrote a winner for my first winner for them the day before, and then when self-esteem came out and won on the Wednesday, I was delighted.
Yeah, because you've had a terrific run there, but it's just a matter of getting one home for them.
Yeah, I've had a lot of rides for a lot of placings, but it was good to get a couple home for them.
All right. Now, today, Wyong, in the first, you got, you're on Last Witness. Now, this has had a couple of trials. It's had one run back.
Yeah, I rode it first start back, and it ran very well. It had to do a fair bit of work from a wide barrier. But today, it was drawn quite nice. I think he'd just jump and be right on the speed, and his fitness will be on the side for sure.
Yeah. $6 there, Winona, and you've also... You're on a $3 favourite in the second for the Snowdens as well. Magic Diamond, Barrier 3. You're on her when she won a trial at Rose Hill about a month ago, and she's coming off a fifth at Canterbury.
Yeah, look, her trial the month ago was very impressive. And then at Canterbury, she sort of jumped okay but couldn't really muster the pace. And from the wide barrier, she just got caught wide. And she did a lot of work, and she still fought on. She ran a nice race that day, I felt, and today, I think she's drawn very nicely, and second up over 1,200. I think she'll be very competitive.
Now, Winona, you mount in the fourth. I've just looked, in the fifth, rather, Ice Striker. Ice Striker's probably only, I looked at the other ironical thing here, he's nine, he's probably about half as old as you.
Yeah, pretty much.
He is at 9 years of age, but gee, he's been a lovely, honest horse. Have you ridden him at all before?
I have. I've won a couple of races on him. He's a lovely horse. He likes to jump and roll along up the front end of the field, and he's always tough. He loves Wyong track, and he doesn't mind a bit of giving the track either.
Yeah, just seeing you rode it when it beat Voodoo Lad. That was at Wyong in February, Winona.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, 53rd start too, so it's been a trooper.
Yeah, he sure has.
Now, Winona, today, would you, as you said, he races up handy. It's probably where almost you've got to be, 1,100 Wyong. It's one of those nice ones to be up on the pace.
That's for sure. But as long as they don't go too quick, obviously, they like to run on the speed there.
Now, you got a crackerjack mount in the Mona Lisa, Berry Delicious for Jason Coyle. This is flying.
Yeah, she's going super this horse. She trialled very nicely the other day. She's a horse that will get back on this track, but... hopefully it's like last year, they'll go really quick up front, and we'll be able to manoeuvre a passage through, and she'll be very strong at the line, no doubt.
To 650 into 550 as well. Echo Gale, the $3.20 favourite and best backed in that race. You see her as the main competitor there, I guess, Winona?
Yeah, most definitely. Like she'll jump and be right up on the pace, so it'll take a bit of running down, but Barry's very honest. She's a very honest horse.
Now, Hickory Lad, another honest horse. You got the money on this the other day at Newcastle.
Yeah, Newcastle, it was a pick-up ride, and he jumped in and bowled along in front. They took a bit of a sit off me. I think I led by about three lengths, and he was very strong through the line.
All right, now, you got three nice rides tomorrow at Randwick, a couple of them resuming. You're on Justice Cosmic in the first. It was a good run the other day over the 2,000.
Yeah, look, she's drawn very nicely on Saturday, and... So hopefully she can settle a fraction closer without doing any work, and then she'll be able to give a good kick at the line.
$13 chance there. And in the Furious as well, you got Capricious Spirit, big tough ask there though, Winona, but did trial well?
Yeah, look, it is a bit tough there, but her two trials in Sydney have been quite nice, and doesn't mind the wet track either, so... she'll be jumping, putting herself on the speed and making her own luck. And if she's good enough, she'll go on with it.
Now, on the way to the barriers on Happy Galaxy, whoops, we're going to race it to New Zealand. We'll come back in one sec.
Then about a length away next is Quaintrell, and Battle Plan will drop to the tail of the field in the early stages as they head down towards the 1,000 metres. Spread out over four lengths, and Prairie Creek is the leader. Leads by a half length from Illicit Affair. One length away next is Quaintrell on the inside of Why Me, and two lengths away, Battle Plan is last. Over by the 800 metres mark they go, and he's dictating the tempo in us on the favourite Prairie Creek. It led by 3/4 of a length from Elicit Affair, the outside. Lying third is Quantrell on the inside of Why Me, and two lengths away, Battle Plan is patiently ridden back of the tail. Inside the 600 metres, there's still four lengths first to last, and Prairie Creek is the leader. The first to push the button was Sam Spratt on Why Me, and it worked round on the outside. Battle Plan's off and around the mount deeper, followed in behind them next now by Quantrell, and last as they swing into the straight was Elicit Affair. Homeward bound they are, 300 metres to go. Prairie Creek still travels okay here from on the outside. Why Me, two lengths away, Battle Plan, and looking to warm up also Quantrell. Down to the 200 metres, it's Prairie Creek cuddled up by Innes, now shot away by two. Quantrell's out after it late, and then Why Me further back there to Battle Plan, but it's Prairie Creek holding them at bay at the line. Prairie Creek will win it from Quantrell, third Battle Plan, and then came Elicit Affair, and Why Me will be the last of them home.
1-5-2 over the line there, 1 Prairie Creek, 150, 170 the place, second 5, Quantrell, 210, no third. Winona Costin with us, and I was just about to say, Winona, on the way to the barriers on Happy Galaxy tomorrow, you better whisper in his ear and say, hey, you trialled well against Bounding and Boban. Remember that. That's pretty. If it were a race, you'd be pretty happy with that form, wouldn't you?
Yeah, most definitely. He trialled very well to Bounding, and Bounding obviously came out and won, and was very impressed in doing so. And he's drawn a very nice barrier. As long as he can settle in the run, he'll be running a good, strong race.
Now, what's the pick of your rides today?
Today, I hope Very Delicious.
Yeah, Very Delicious have to be. And tomorrow, what do you think there? I mean, Happy Galaxy's got to be a bit of a rough each-way chance, isn't it?
Yeah, most definitely. He's an each-way chance. And I like Jason Coyle's horse in the first two. He's been running very good races.
All right. Well, good luck today and tomorrow, Winona. Let's hope the success rate continues.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Winona. Winona Costin there. She's having a terrific run and been having a great run too at the Greg Hickman camp, Jared, as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think she's right about Very Delicious today. Yeah. It's the best ride, though, that's for sure. Won its last three starts, deals with the soft and heavy pretty much as well. Fifth in the trial at the farm last week, 6.50 in the 5.50. It's just got to beat Echo Gal.
And I had to laugh a while ago, Greg Hickman. They haven't such a good run. He said, I'm going to start finding her when she doesn't win now. Everything was going so well for the pair of them. All right, now, Prairie Creek has got the money. We'll have the full tote through shortly there from Taronga. What's been moving the markets on tab.com.au today, Jared? Anything in particular?
Well, I guess as Trent Langscale told Andrew Bensley about 40 minutes ago, the big news this morning, of course, being that Vancouver's out of the Golden Rose, which is huge. I heard a whisper actually yesterday that it did another, had another trial at Randwick during the week, and it went no good again. So that, I think, confirmed to everyone concerned that it wouldn't go to the Golden Rose. It's a shame. You know, we like to see, you know, our best. Well, you know, obviously it's not going that good at the moment. We love to see the big names there or the big horses at the big group ones. But Exosphere is, yeah, $2.80 favourite there. Press Statement, $3.60. And then you get a Holler and Speak Fondly at 11. And the Chelmsford, oh, what a race this is going to be. And the best back with tab.com.au is Kermadec. We've just taken more on Kermadec at $4.40, which sits on the third line of betting, just fractionally more than on Hartnell at $3.20, and then Royal Descent at $4.20. They're certainly the three that the punters want. Not a great deal of money for Pornichet yet at $5, and certainly not much for anything else there. And then we go to, of course, the Dado Tan Chin Nam at Moonee Valley Race 7 tomorrow, where Contributor has been very well backed. It's $1.80. And good money just starting to come from Mourinho as well, which is joint second favourite there with the cleanup, both at $6.50. And the tennis at the US Open, Cozzy. How is Bernard Tomic and Leighton Hewitt going? That fifth set, oh, of course, it's a slugfest, 3-2. Tomic leads Hewitt there.
He was.
And, you know, they could play all night.
Keep going forever. All right, good to catch up, Jared, and we'll talk to you later on through the day.
Yeah, sounds good, Cozzy. Thank you.
Jared Middleton there from tab.com.au at 10:30. Now, Taronga, winner 1 Prairie Creek, 150, 175, Quantrell, 210, 2 Battle Plan, no third and fourth was 6. Shortly, we'll be off to the next of our Greyhound races today, and that is at Addington. Following that, we will have a form line for you. 10:30, Sky Sports Radio.
With the spring racing season underway, Sky Sports Radio has everything covered. And from 11 every morning, the early mail is the ideal start to your racing day. Be it thoroughbred, harness or greyhound racing. Get the scratchings, track reports and the latest markers from tab.com.au, along with the winners from the best in the business. Catch the early mail at 11 every morning on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Keringal Stud and Wagga Wagga invites you to their Stallion Parade and Open Day, Sunday, September 13. Kicking off at 11 a.m, you'll see Keringal's newest acquisition, the Brothers War, along with Zariz, Alert, Krupt and Shrapnel. New foals will also be showcased, plus you can join a guided tour of the facilities, including folding unit, stallion barn, brood mares and more. For catering purposes, RSVP to office at keringalstud.com.au or call 6924 6422. See you at Keringal, Sunday, September 13.
This September, you can name your own race with Trackside.
What about Greg's Good Time Stakes?
And name the 12 horses in the race, your horses, your jockeys, your race.
What about Super Greg? Greg's set legend.
Make them great because...
Giddy up, Greg.
Because every day, the five best names win a $200 prize.
What about Gregalicious? The last Greg of the Quaddy.
Simply visit tabtrackside.com.au to enter.
Gregception, Gregtastic, Greggy Bread, Greggy Wiggy.
Promotion ends 4th of October 2015. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. Greg.
Every New South Wales race, every magical spring moment is captured on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Exosphere, the outside, is charging home. Exosphere's come from last and claims the run to the roses.
This Saturday, it's Chelmsford Stakes Day at Randwick. Get all the up-to-the-minute news daily on Racing HQ. And on Saturdays, don't miss all the tips and expert comments from Ron Duffersey and Mike Fraser. Right here on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Paul Simon, the ultimate collection.
I can call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me out.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know.
Graceland, Graceland.
The music of Paul Simon. Beautiful. Brilliant. Timeless. Paul Simon, the ultimate collection. Out now.
Tab Updates, brought to you by Tab Rewards Stable. Enjoy all the perks of being a racehorse owner for a day, including a share in the day's prize winnings. Find out more at tabrewards.com.au.
We'll get form line with Ron Davisey, Dean Lester, Glenn Munsey and Darren Flindell after this race. Race 2, Addington.
And they're about to box up. Some excitement. Ella Baxter passed.